Jesus is not to be controlled or held back. Every year, Jesus falls out of the cradle, and every year, Jesus grows up. We celebrate it all through the year, don't we? Every year, Jesus grows up, and we hear the same message. The same message. But do our lives change because of the message that Jesus brings to us? Are we living our lives in regards to how we see Jesus in our porcelain and fine glass nativity sets? Or are we living our lives in regards to the down and dirty, the earthy Jesus that's the reality, the one who really lived? How are we living our lives? You see, if we claim to be Christian, we claim to follow the Jesus that keeps falling out of the cradle. The Jesus that grows up and challenges us. The Jesus that hung around with sinners and people that drank too much. The Jesus who kept telling the Pharisees, go by your heart, not by your law. The Jesus who constantly caused problems in the religious world. The down and the dirty Jesus that we read about in the Bible. Does the message we hear every year about God, the creator of the universe, the God that loves you and me so much that he came to us as a baby, does that message change our lives? Does it? Or is it like the hum of the refrigerator? You've heard it so long that you can't quite understand the message anymore. You understand what I'm saying? You know that constant hum of the refrigerator, and God created our ears in such a way, this is another sermon I know, God created our ears in such a way that any constant noise our ears filter out. Did you know that? Is Jamie here? Yeah, but I also said I had a thick skull. Does it really change our lives, folks? Or are we used to hearing the message so much that we're deaf to it? Do you hear what I'm asking this morning? The faith that God, through Jesus, calls... Sorry, I'm still tickled. The faith that God, through Jesus, calls us to is an all-consuming faith. A faith that shatters lifestyles. A faith that we take to the workplace, to our home, to our car, to the golf course or bowling, wherever our play is. Our scripture tells us that Jesus grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Yes, Jesus keeps falling from the cradle. Jesus keeps growing up and challenging us to a different way of life. So as we reflect on our own lives, are we living a Christian life based on the china mangers sitting in our living rooms, or maybe the ones that are already boxed up and put away? Or are we following the example set by the down and the dirty Jesus? The confrontational Jesus. The one who doesn't settle for mediocrity, Jesus. Which are we following? The sad part of Jesus coming into this world is the fact that he brings spiritual peace and goodwill. But many of us don't have spiritual peace and goodwill, do we? He brings joy, but many of us don't have joy. By the way, joy is not something that you go dancing down the street all the time singing Sound of Music stuff, and, you know, joy is this deeper joy that's felt in your life. The kind, whenever you walk into your workplace, people can see it oozing out of your skin. That's joy. It's not that you're never sad. That's not what joy is. God's joy and God's peace is something that is just there. It's it in your life. You know the it factor? That's it. That's the God thing. Joy. Well,